This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. To our friends in California, well, Southern California mostly. Yeah, maybe Northern California. I don't know. I think we can get you a break. They must be at a premium by now. I mean, I'm telling you, with rowboats and what are the inflatable boats? Because you guys are getting, I hear, and you know, I don't want the damage, but you know, thank God you finally got rain, right? You know, you were supposed to have like an 80-year drought, and maybe that's why they blew all that money, the billions of dollars that they have that they bilked the taxpayers for. The state did. The state loons bilked the taxpayers. To rebuild these dams, to do a better job at getting or putting together or finding or checking all this water, and apparently that didn't happen. Right now, apparently they're having to they're having to evacuate. I think it was 2,000 families or something. I don't even know, but they're having to evacuate a bunch of people downstream from the dam because they're afraid the thing's going to break and crack. And you can see the damage to the dam. It didn't happen last Tuesday. It's been there for a while. They did. Well, that's good. No, because we should always let 200,000 people downstream from a dam that's not stable go back just before we're ready to have the worst storm. You know, you have a microphone, you know. Because it sounds like you're talking from the bathroom when you don't turn your microphone on. And I don't want people to think I keep you locked up in the bathroom. That's kind of gross. You know what I'm saying? So, anyhow. But, yeah, I mean, it's always good to let 200,000 people. And it took them hours to evacuate them earlier. Right? So it's always, you know, it's always good to let them, let 200,000 people back in just before we have the worst rainstorm in 20 years. And given all the fires that we've had in California, and we've had a boatload of them. Now, for some of you that still remember your childhood, you know, you remember what happens when you mix a boatload of water with a boatload of dirt? You get a boatload of mud, right? So you're not going to just have these waterfalls cascading down, hurting people. What you're going to have is you're going to have these walls of mud, bringing down houses and killing people. We do. This state is so backwards. On so many things. You know, they're so worried about fighting Trump. They're so worried about, I don't even know how to put it. They're so worried that Trump and his team are going to do something terrible to California. They can't even look at what they've done to the state. $126 or $129 billion, depending on who you want to believe. As a deficit to the state, right? These are pensions and lawsuits that they kind of sneak out of the general fund. So nobody really knows they owe them. Nobody really knows that they're there. They need to be paid until they get sneaky and show up, or until a couple of journalists actually do their jobs And they don't post fake news. They post real news. You know, it's just a whole different animal. And in California, because the conservatives are so outgunned, if you would, we have to fight for everything. Every inch of news space, every inch of everything, we have to fight for. Very, very irritating. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, head up to my website. I want you to buy the book. Look at me. I need new shirts. Buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Okay? Ain't that hard to figure out. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last, 8 years or so. Everything you've been taught to be afraid of. Everything you've been taught that is bad in society. Buy the book. You know what you're going to find out? Not so true. You're going to find out we're a lot closer on basic issues than you can imagine. We just come at things different, just like you do. We come at things differently. You don't have to be afraid of us any more than we should be afraid of you. We're going to fight for the same things. We're going to fight for the same things that we want. You know, we all want what I'm thinking we all want what's better for America. Most of us, we want what's better for our kids. We want our kids to have a decent education. But it takes work. We're going to have to work together to make it happen, right? Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's see. What do we got? Oh, I'm going to do the Davi piece. Let's see if I can spit that out in a minute and a half. So Robert Davi is an American actor who was born in Queens, New York in 1980. I told you, I like his attitude. His father was an Italian immigrant. I really like his attitude. And his mother was also of Italian descent. He has had roles in a number of major films, such as Goonies and Die Hard. And those. I mean, you guys know who this guy is, I'm sure. So Davi opened a letter to his Hollywood freaktoid friends. My words, not his. By addressing Trump's order, suggesting that he believes it to be common sense. Dear friends and colleagues, I've recently been pondering President Trump's executive action with regard to our nation having extreme vetting in our immigration policy finally being enforced. Yeah, we should have at least been enforcing our laws. Whether the policy is broken or not, you still have to follow the law. I know some of you don't think that that's how it works, but that is how it works. And he says, it has pained me deeply to see such a violent reaction to something that you're going to have to wait to hear the rest of the letter. I try to start this twice now. Apparently, I talk way too much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. The Peggy Grant is going to join me. She's the author of The President. We'll see you now. A whole different viewpoint, a whole different look at President Reagan. We'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in 10 minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to find out stations and times, just head up to the website. You'll find it up there. But what you'll also find on the website is you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the latest poll that we have up there. Listen, you know, tell our writers what you like and or don't like about their pieces. You know, they love to get input from you. And I do, too. I appreciate the time that you spend up there picking on my pieces as well. I'm good with that. I've got very thick skin, as you can imagine. So I want to bring my next guest on because I got to tell you, whenever we do something about President Reagan, it's always about how tough he was and you know, what a great president he was. And you with these guys, you never really deal with the human side of them. We just don't. We kind of forget at some point in time that they were humans and that they had a whole different side of them and how they treated people and how they dealt with people when they're not president or when they're out of that role. So Peggy Grant has written a book called The President Will See You Now, and Peggy spent years with President Reagan. I'm going to let her tell you more about herself and about the time she spent with the president. Peggy, thanks so much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe, for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You know, I've been to the Reagan Library a couple of times. I've taken some friends there who love the president, who love the library, and you don't get the kind of feel for the man that you do in your book. What made you? Let's do the normal questions first. What made you write the book, and give us a Reader's Digest of what the book is actually about?
Well, I was approached about a year ago to write the book. I had been out telling my story to different groups across the nation, around the world, everything from political organizations to groups of executive assistants, student groups, even CEOs who wanted to apply Reagan principles to their life in non-political ways, and was approached about a year ago to write the book, and wasn't quite sure about that. I hadn't written a book before. Wasn't sure if I could pull that off, but I did know this man very well, and I felt that I had a very unique side of him that I saw and a different point of view that I wanted to share and tell. And there's so many books about Ronald Reagan that are out there, but they really do capture and focus on the presidency or the politics of the man. And that wasn't the side that I saw. I got to work for him. I had the luxurious time period of post-presidency when there was no elections to be won and no congressional battles to be fought. But I just got to see this man up close and personal and watch how he interacted with everyone from world leaders to ordinary Americans. And he really changed my life. And I think the things that I observed and learned from him directly can still change the lives of others.
Well, how did you get the job? I mean, how did you get the job of working for him, you know, years after he left the White House? Did you just bump into each other? Tell people how you got the job.
not like you
ran into him at a Subway, you know, shop, you know.
No, and, you know, I grew up in Southern California, but I somehow was that nerdy little kid who loved politics and government, which if you grew up in D.C., that would be very ordinary. But growing up in Southern California, it was probably a little bit unusual, especially for a girl back in the day. But I was just fascinated by presidents, and I was raised by an incredible father who always taught me that somebody's got to have the job you want, and it might as well be you.
That's right.
And he taught me to dream big. And so when I was in college, Ronald Reagan left office, returned from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles, and I thought, if I could work any place in the world, I would work for that man. I was a communications major, so of course had followed the great communicator very closely. He had moved to my backyard, and I thought, what a perfect opportunity. So I wrote to the office, was brought in for an interview, hired on the spot to work for what I thought would be a very short period of time, just for a semester while I was finishing school. And after I graduated, I was offered a full-time staff position to work as the executive assistant to the chief of staff. And then shortly thereafter, Ronald Reagan's executive assistant he had had for decades retired, and they asked me if I would take that role. So just the opportunity of a lifetime and an incredible honor to sit outside this man's door and get to be his face and his voice to the world for so many years.
So, all right, come on, let's have some fun with this. Now, you're sitting there. You get the call. You got to be saying to yourself, oh, there's got to be 30 people applying for this job. Oh, I hope I get it, but I'm not so sure. I mean, were you going through that in your head sitting in that office? Or were you one of those people that sat there, no, I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to get this position?
You know, there was something very comfortable and familiar about the office from day one. And I know that sounds crazy because I did not grow up in a political arena. I didn't grow up with a family that was of the donor class and was connected in that way. But somehow I felt like even when I drove up to the office for the first time that everything my whole life had been about has led me to this moment. And I can't explain it other than I just felt like it was destiny. Now, destiny doesn't always play out the way we hope and wish that it would. But
right.
In this case, it did. And I determined from that very first day that I was going to be a good steward of that opportunity and serve this man to the best of my ability, whether it was for a day, a year, or what wound up to be a decade. And really, even ever since then, I take my stewardship of that opportunity very seriously. And that's why I'm still out there telling my story. I want people to see this man, this great man of faith, this great man of leadership and optimism and patriotism and vision, and I want people to see him as I saw him, which was just an incredible opportunity.
Now, these are some of these questions. You know, people don't usually go down these roads, but you hear about presidents, you hear about elected officials that are called great men of faith, and it's they go to church once a year. You know what I'm saying? They mention the word God from time to time. Now, I've read stories about Ronald Reagan having very deep faith. Can you kind of open that picture up to us a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even during the presidency, he was very overt in talking about his faith. He also believed that America was a place where people could choose to believe or not believe however they intended. And so he was unabashed about what he believed and was unashamed of his faith and openly talked about God, but didn't expect other people to share that same faith and didn't expect that to be something universally held. And so he allowed the respect and the freedom for people to feel very differently. But for him, he certainly was a man of faith. He looked at his role in life and the things he had been called to as just fulfilling his God-given duty. He had been called to something unique and special. He was fulfilling his God-given role in life. And he honestly believed that if you were doing the same, if you were pursuing the path that God had laid out for you, then we were all the same and we were all equal. He wasn't better than anybody else. And he really lived a life of humility, of gratitude, of awareness and appreciation of the people around him, and just exhibited his faith in so many ways without being preachy.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because today, if you say that a president is following God or following his faith and believes that God put him in that position for a reason, people get all crazy and uptight about it. And Ronald Reagan, you know, had that faith in his office, and it never it should have made anybody afraid, because he was a loving and caring man. And I think that's where people miss it. Just because you say God is leading you to do something, doesn't mean you're going to do something crazy or stupid. It just means that if you're living out your faith, you're living out the love of God is what you're doing. And I believe I saw that in him. That's my personal opinion.
Absolutely. But he was a man of conviction, not in just the arena of faith, but right. he had a vision for what America could be and how we could do it better and how we could be a beacon of freedom all around the world. And so he knew who he was. He was comfortable in his own skin.
We got to go for a quick break. I believe in capitalism. Okay. I think I think he did too. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Peggy Grand joins me. Her book is The President. We'll see you now. She'll be back with us right after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. Send me an email. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I am delighted to have Peggy Grandy on with me. Her new book, The President Will See You Now. It's all about, you know, President Reagan. And again, as I said to you earlier, when you read these books about presidents, usually it's about their political side. It's about their presidency. It's how they treated world leaders and people around them. You don't really get that the side of them, the everyday side of them, you know, where they get up a little late, right? They're not always on top of their game, or they're out doing things that you and I would do. And I'm sure President Reagan loved to do outside work. You never really see them doing that anymore. You never hear about them. I don't think, and you don't have to say anything, Peggy, but I don't think I've ever seen Bill Clinton behind a lawnmower with a pair of trimming shears in his hand. yet I saw Ronald Reagan with real work gloves and a chainsaw, and he knew how to move it around. Again, Peggy, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
And you know what? I think when you see people in positions of authority and power like him, that I know this is a little simplistic thought, but when they're doing what you're doing, you can look at them and all of a sudden there's a relationship there, right? He's got to go out and trim his tree like I do. He's got to go out and mow his lawn just like I do. So he does know what I'm going through. I love that. I love that about him.
And yet he has the option probably to hire somebody or have somebody else do it for him. But the fact he chooses to do that is always remarkable. And, you know, the pictures you're talking about of him up at the ranch, you know, clearing brush or chopping wood or laying some fence posts. I mean, this is a man who loved being outdoors. He loved working with his hands, loved riding his horses, playing golf, being outside. And, you know, those are things that we can relate to. It was a little harder for him to go in public than for you and I.
Right.
You know, even post-presidency, I mean, this man, anywhere you went, he would just get swarmed. And people always wanted to shake his hand and tell him a story and get his autograph. And, you know, this was pre-cell phone, so I'm kind of dating myself, but not a lot of selfies being taken or that kind of thing. But
right.
If somebody happened to have a camera with them, they were always thrilled to be able to capture the moment with him.
Yeah, I think that's what endeared him to people, though. Or a big part of what it was, again, just that down earth, he is like me. He's one of me. He worked his way through life like I did or do. And I think, again, you know, during the break we were talking, before I get to a different part of his life, let's talk about his civility, his gentlemanly way. As I joked with you, his old-fashioned world way, if you would, as they would call him today.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, he was what we would call very old school or old fashioned. But I appreciated that and saw it just in the way everything from little things, like he would reach over and hold my elbow as we would go up and down stairs, which is a very gentlemanly thing to do. But I always thought it was funny because I was in my 20s and he was in his 80s and he was reaching over helping me. But little things like he would never use a swear word or even a kind of edgy sort of word in front of me. He would never tell an off-color joke or story in the presence of a woman, and just very aware of the people around him, and not in a sexist way, but just in a very respectful way. And I just loved watching him interact with people, whether it was heads of state or ordinary Americans, the respect that he gave them, the connection he made with people. I have the opportunity of traveling all the time and telling my stories about Ronald Reagan. But even more special when I'm out on the road is hearing everybody else's stories about Ronald Reagan. They'll come up and say, I happened to ride an elevator with him, and I think it was probably 12 seconds, but he looked me in the eye, and he was so kind to me and asked me my name and shook my hand, and I felt for that moment I was the only person in the world that mattered to him. And I hear that time and time again, and what a gift of communicating, not just through these great oratory remarks, but really connecting with people on a personal and human level. And he did that masterfully.
Yeah, I look at, again, you know, you read all kinds of things. You never really know what's truth and what's kind of folklore, if you would. But I've heard that about him before, what a gentleman he was, and the clean language that when he was around ladies or ladies were in the room, it was, not that he was a sailor. I don't mean it that way at all, but he went out of his way to make sure that they were taken care of properly and that kind of thing. And in today's environment, you know, again, that would be seen more as sexist than him just being a gentleman and just him being kind to women. It's too bad that we don't have more leaders that can help bring that across, if you know what I mean. Give me... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the vulgarity and the crassness that kind of exists right now all across society, and we see it especially, you know, during the last political cycle, and that sort of magnifies it, but it really is pervasive throughout daily life. And I hope that through this book, people will take a look at some of these old school traits and values and maybe say, we can do better. And maybe I want my kids to grow up knowing that this is a better way of doing things. And maybe we can return to that a little bit and have that, whether it's political civility or just personal civility, and we can disagree with people without hating them. We can have differences of opinion without being so judgmental and derogatory toward each other. And, you know, I hope that this will kind of evoke those emotions and feelings in the people that read it.
Okay. You have to have a story, one of those moments where you're just never going to be able to flush out of your mind that was warm and touching, or maybe even a funny story that he just used to love to tell all the time. Don't you love?
Yeah, you know, as amazing as it was to meet Gorbachev or Margaret Thatcher or Mother Teresa, who's now a saint, so I guess I met a saint, which is pretty remarkable. You know, there really is one appointment that stands out, and I don't know the woman's name. She was a very elderly, kind of stooped over old woman from Romania. And she walked in to see the president, and she shook his hand very briefly and then immediately dropped to his feet and started sobbing and kissing his feet. And as he reached down and kind of brought her to stand up, she looked at him, and in her very broken English, she basically thanked him for freeing her and her family and her people from oppression. And you realize that what this man did on the world stage wasn't just great sound bites or great speeches, but it actually affected and impacted people in such positive ways and in very tangible ways. And being witness to meetings and appointments like that with an ordinary woman who, unfortunately, I don't even know her name, she made a lasting impact and impression on me, and I know on the president as well, because she was so representative of so many people worldwide who had been touched and freed and helped by this man who most people never even met. He changed their lives for the better.
The mere fact that he met with her. You know, I mean, you're talking about these other names, and we think, oh, wow, okay, I can see Mother Teresa wanting to meet with him. I could see Margaret Thatcher wanting to meet with him again and him having these meetings and people wanting to see him. And here's a woman, for all intents and purposes, somebody just as a normal everyday person like myself that he's willing to take a meeting with. And I just, you know, that really brings it all together, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there's lots of stories like that in there of meeting with war heroes and ordinary Americans and a little boy with autism who was fixated on Ronald Reagan and just a variety of stories from top to the bottom and left to right of what I got to witness. And so you will really see this man through my eyes. You'll tag along with me to work and get to see him the way I saw him and get to watch him interact with the world and with people as I got to for that decade.
You know, I shared that book, I think I told you during the break, with two other people, and they're people that read. They read a lot. They read a lot about presidents or what have you, and they were so impressed at the different way the book was written, the different perspective the book took on Mr. Reagan, and it was just, I want to talk about his relationship with Nancy, because you know you hear about these presidents who love their wives, and yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, and that's just kind of what the press is supposed to say, and then you hear some areas where this was like a love story like no other. Tell me the truth. Where were they at in their relationship?
It was amazing to watch them, because you picture they're fairly advanced in age. They've been married a long time, and yet you would see them, you know, interacting with a busy group of people in a large room, and they were like magnets that couldn't help but be drawn together. And even when they were in proximity to each other, he was always reaching over and holding his hand, or would have his arm around her, or every now and then he would walk out into one of the outer hallways of the office and catch them hugging or kissing. And, you know, the cameras weren't rolling. They didn't think anybody was watching. And to see them so connected and so personally in love with each other and still delighting in each other's company after all those years, they were a true partnership like no other. And it was remarkable to see, and really encouraging to see, that you can live life all the way to the end and really have a life partner like that that completes you in every way.
I want to hold you over for a little bit, and you know, into the next segment, and I want to talk to you about his family relationship with his kids and Nancy and that kind of thing, and how that went down. So a little bit more after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
We are back.
Ah, baby,
you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, if you have any questions. joe@therealside.com. Okay, so I'm going to get right back to my guests. I don't want to waste her time. I'm actually having a good time with her, and so are people in the chat. Well, you know, it's funny because people in the chat room usually they're banging you with questions, going, you got to ask this, got to ask, but they're enjoying the conversation. I think this is the conversation people need to hear about, you know, ex presidents or presidents like Reagan, where there was a human side. You know, you see them as powerful men, and then you hear all these stories about them, but we never see the human side. We never see just a simple everyday man that, you know, butters his toast and takes showers like I do and all that other stuff. We just don't get it, right? I mean, seriously.
And that post-presidency time is kind of interesting. You know, I like to call it presidential purgatory. It's after you've left the White House and before you've left your legacy. And everybody does it differently. And, you know, Barack Obama is a very young man, much younger than Ronald Reagan was, entering his post-presidency. And you wonder what his post-presidency years will be and what will be the legacy he leaves with the time he has after the White House. And every president does it a little bit differently. And depending on their age, they've maybe got a little more time than some of the others. But it really is a fascinating time period because they've been this iconic person on the world stage. And then they really go back to being ordinary citizen as much as ordinary can be for these men.
Yeah, I know, right? Really. So did he get many calls from then, how to get spit out here, from President, God, I can't think, who was after, what's his name, Bush.
Bush.
Oh, my God.
Bush 41, right.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. All right, so did he get many calls from Bush 41, maybe asking questions or for some guidance or some even for some prayer, for God's sakes, anything?
I mean, they continued to have a very warm and very amiable relationship. They had a great friendship as well as a great political partnership. And anytime President Bush was in town in Los Angeles, he would come by to see Ronald Reagan. Now, dealing with a presidential motorcade, you know, it's not quite as easy as just dropping by.
Right.
Quite complex with lots of logistics, but he always made a point to come see his good friend Ron. And it was wonderful to see these two men together, the way they interacted and the way they really enjoyed each other's company. You know, Ronald Reagan always believed, though, that for the presidents that came after him, it was never his place to be a backseat driver. Because
right.
even though he had sat in that chair, he knew that nobody knows everything that the sitting president of the United States knows. And so unless you have all that information, unless you have all the advisors giving you the most current data, you just really can't presuppose to understand what they're doing or make judgments on their decisions. And he was always very respectful of that, although I think President Bush always appreciated his advice and opinion whenever it was solicited.
Yeah, I was just reading about JFK, who would reach back to Ike for advice, and you don't know that. You know, it's not common knowledge when you hear those kind of things, and it's always nice to hear that they're looking for some guidance and what have you. I want to talk a little bit about.
And there's a great camaraderie. Oh, sorry, with post presidencies because it's kind of an exclusive club.
Yeah, that's
you know, over the course of history, only now 45 men have held that office, and so it's a small little group. And I think there's things that only they can relate to, appreciate, and understand. So when they get together, it's quite interesting to see them. It's like a Saturday Night Live skit, all these caricatures all in one place.
That must have been cool, though. The
Was he
showing, and you know, I know it's kind of a touchy subject, was he showing signs of Alzheimer's when you started working for him, or did it come on maybe a few years after you started working for him?
When I started working for him, of course, he was already a fairly elderly gentleman. And so, you know, the typical things that come with people of a certain age were noticeable, but nothing extraordinary. And by the time he wrote the letter to the American people in 1994, I had worked for him for 5 years, and things had definitely changed during those 5 years. There was definitely a progression. Something was different. I, you know, write extensively about it in the book.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Alzheimer's wasn't really a household word. It wasn't anything anybody really knew anything about. And so even when you noticed things, you didn't have a framework or a context to put it into. You thought, oh, it's senility, it's old age, it's maybe dementia. But we only now can look at some of these symptoms and say, oh, I wonder if that person has Alzheimer's, because Ronald Reagan was willing to take something that was very private and personal and go public with it. And he and Mrs. Reagan, as incredible public servants, always felt that it was important to share their journey with others so that it would help others. And it would have been very easy for them to retreat to the ranch and live a private life out to the end, and maybe nobody would have ever even known.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just not the way the Reagans did things, and they always felt it was important to share their journey in order to help other people who were going through something similar. So all the research and all the emphasis now on Alzheimer's really goes back to that. So at the time, we didn't really know. We didn't have a name for it. We knew he was elderly, and there were things associated with that, but really couldn't put a finger on it until then.
Yeah, I love to see her later on in life after he's gone, and she'd go to events, or you'd see her at an event with somebody. And if it had to do with Mr. Reagan, she was very, you could just tell, she was so appreciative of anything they did for that man. It was very, very obvious how much she cared for him and cared for his memory to make sure his memory was strong. Yeah.
I admired her so much because here's a woman who never intended to marry a politician. She married an actor, and she was much more comfortable behind the scenes, and you see this loving, adoring look that she would give him all the time. She was very happy being behind him and watching and supporting him. And so in the later years, when he was no longer able to be a very visible presence, she really stepped into that spotlight. And in a lot of ways, it was probably begrudgingly. And yet she felt it was important to be a perpetuator of his legacy and that she was a needed voice in that space. And so I always admired her for stepping into that, even though I know that's not something she sought out or probably that she was even very comfortable with. But she did it for him. And it was always about him. It was never about her. And I have such respect for her strength and the support she showed him in some very difficult years.
The we talked about this a little earlier, and I just want to touch on it. I don't want to beat it up. But the children, I've had Michael Reagan on the show in the past and never had anything negative to say about what went on there at the house or anywhere else. But there had to be a lot of activity there, especially later years in life of then coming out and seeing him and trying to be involved with him, knowing that maybe his time was limited. Did they interact with him a lot there at the office or at the house?
You know, primarily as families do, they get together at the home. And so I had, of course, some interaction with his family over the years. But primarily that was, you know, something that they got together privately outside of the office. You know, and a lot's been written about the family. And I have to say, as a mother of four children myself, there's nothing more complex than family dynamics and family relationships. And as hard as my professional job was, you know, the personal job of raising a family is taxing and challenging in its own different way. And, of course, the blessings and rewards are enormous. But it's just very complex, and it's very hard to superimpose judgment, I think, on anybody's family or dynamics. And especially it's got to be difficult when you are in this family in a very public arena.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure that was always a challenge for them.
Everything's magnified 10 times. And
it is.
I just hate stories from people who aren't involved. And, you know, you hear the positives and you hear the negatives. And you say, okay, but the truth has got to be somewhere in the middle, right? It couldn't be that bad or that wonderful. You know, the truth has got to be somewhere in the middle. Anyhow, Peggy, it's been a real pleasure. Tell people where they can get your book.
It's available online any place now for pre-order, and it will be in bookstores everywhere on Tuesday. So
great.
I think, actually, if you pre-order it now, they say it will arrive on your doorstep on Tuesday. But
great.
It's out on February 21st, wherever books are sold.
Great. And I appreciate your time with me, and I appreciate the book. And, again, people, I have a little – you guys, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know I have a little book club that reads these things, and they love – nobody had anything – negative to say about the book. They loved it. So, again, Peggy, thank you so much. Great success with the book. And we'll have you back on again.
Thank you, Joe, very much.
Thank
you. Perfect. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Next hour, I was going to say next month. Not next month, but the next hour, that's for sure. Next hour, we're going to we'll have just a smorgasbord. We'll have a whole bunch of topics that you guys have been sending me over the last few nights. And I want to do everything I can to get your blood pressure up. Remember now, this whole thing with General Flynn, it's like Watergate. It might be worse than Watergate. It might be the worst thing that ever happened. Then we have a naked man that was in a woman's bathroom. And when the police and the people came to get him out, they said, no, you have a city ordinance that says I can use this bathroom if I want to. And they're trying to figure out how to deal with it. Well, shouldn't you try to figure out how to deal with it before you put the ordinance in place? Wouldn't that kind of make sense? I know I'm a little old-fashioned, a little backwards, a little confused, but that's kind of where I would come from. Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. You'll see on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.